Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to this Mass. It is a joy to see so many of you here this morning, to praise God first of all, to ask for His blessings, and to shower upon our nation His peace. We began this Mass always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us just pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us take our thoughts to God with humble words and with a sincere heart. We ask God to look upon us with patience, for so often we don't keep His commandment of love. And we hurt Him. And we heard one another. we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray, O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess or are counted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Jesus and to strive after all that does it honor. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not in the sky that you should say, "Who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?" Nor is it across the sea that you should say, "Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?" No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. The word of the Lord.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. I pray to you, O Lord, for a time of your favor. In your great mercy, answer me, O God, with your salvation that never fails. Lord, answer, for your mercy is kind. In your great compassion, turn toward me. Turn to the Lord in your need. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your salvation, O God, raise me up. Then I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify Him with thanksgiving. Turn to the Lord in your name. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn His own in their chains. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you. For God will bring salvation to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. The children of its servants shall inherit it. Those who love His name shall dwell there. Turn to the Lord in your name.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of the cross. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven, the word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up upon his own animal and took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
What must I do to inherit eternal life? The question we can ask ourselves is, do I really want eternal life? And also, do I really believe in eternal life? I hope we all do. And if we do, how do we go about living that eternal life starting here on earth? This question posed by the young law scholar starts that well-known dialogue we all know between Jesus and this young man. And as a young man who was probably very intelligent, and being a lawyer, he wanted to debate and he wanted to discuss a part of that answer about eternal life. And as we know, he wanted clarification. You know, he wanted to debate this. He wanted clarification from Jesus about the actual definition of neighbor in the context of loving your neighbor as yourself. We know what Jesus did. We know how he answers this question. He gives the definition of neighbor through the sobering and, I think, very powerful parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan, probably one of the most quoted parables in the Gospels. This parable teaches all of us the lesson of real love, of agape. It also teaches the lesson of being merciful, which I think fits hand in glove with the theme of mercy in our Jubilee Year of Mercy. But the answer given in this form was not something that this young scholar was prepared for. I think he just simply wanted to debate in an intellectual way about the law. Okay, and then he got into that, you know, conversation about neighbor and definition. But the love and mercy taught in the Good Samaritan parable goes beyond an intellectual discussion. It goes way beyond that. It pierces to the core of really understanding these virtues. And that understanding lies not in intellectual debates about legalese or about the definition of a word, but it is found within the depths of the human heart and with our ability as human beings to be compassionate toward others, especially when they're suffering at their weakest moments. But I think we should understand why Jesus used a Samaritan person to explain and teach about being a neighbor and about agape. You know, we all have heard the Good Samaritan many times. And when you hear that word, Good Samaritan, first thing you think of is, oh, well, someone who's going to reach out and help a do-gooder. The Samaritans actually lived in Samaria. Samaria was situated between Galilee in the north and Judea in the south. And they lived in what was called at one time the northern kingdom of Israel. The Samaritans could be said to be a racially mixed society of Jewish and of pagans. And although they worshiped Yahweh, their religion was not mainstream Judaism. Because of their imperfect adherence to Judaism and their partially pagan ancestry, the Samaritans were despised by ordinary Jews and, for that matter, all of Jewish society. To show you how deep this resentment was, rather than a Jew contaminate themselves when traveling from Judea to Galilee or vice versa, Jews would cross the Jordan River and bypass Samaria and go through what was called the Transjordan on the side of Samaria and then cross back over the river again as they neared their destination. That was the hatred that the Jews had of the Samaritans. And the Samaritans also harbored their own ill feelings toward their Jewish neighbors. And so when Jesus uses a Samaritan as someone who showed love of neighbor, it was a radical countercultural teaching, radical. Everyone who heard Jesus on that day knew exactly who the Samaritans were and what they represented. That's why this parable was so radical in approaching this subject. But you know what it was supposed to be? It was meant to be a jolt. It was meant to be an eye-opener. Something that makes us, yes, debate with ourselves. Something that makes us look into the depths of our own heart. Something that makes us look at our own values and our own prejudices. And we all have them. So a personal question that we might ask ourselves is, how do I relate to this most powerful parable here? How do I relate to it? Do we see ourselves in the context of the Samaritan? Someone who would give of themselves in such a loving and unselfish way to help a struggling human being? To help someone who's completely vulnerable and helpless? Do we see ourselves like that? Or do we see ourselves at times as the Levite or priest, too busy or too consumed by our own self-importance, or maybe just caught up by our own daily lives? We're so caught up that we become oblivious to life or life situations happening right under our noses. And so what happens is we just walk around it or ignore it. This can take place even in our own families, right under our noses. Maybe we've been the poor man who fell victim to the robbers, needing a legitimate helping hand, only to be ignored by our fellow human beings, to be passed over, so to speak. You know as well as I do that human beings are very complex, and so is life in general. I really think that when we meditate on our own lives, we can truly identify with each one of the people in this parable. We can identify with them at different times in our lives. We have become the Samaritan. And yes, we become the priest, we've become the Levite, but we've also been the poor victim at different stages in our life. We've lived through each one of these. So what does this lesson teach us? I think it's a strong and very sobering lesson about mercy and about compassion. But most importantly, it's about looking into our own hearts, looking into that which is truly hidden from everyone except God, looking and asking ourselves, do I want eternal life? We all do. And if the answer is yes, can I love God and my neighbor? Tough questions. But I think it can start very simply by beginning to mend the relationships in our own family that are broken. We all have those kind of relationships in one form or another that may be broken. And I'm talking about with living or deceased members. We must first start at home in order for us to heal the world around us. You know, sometimes it's easier to help the poor and homeless in general. Why? Because they don't have a name, and in a sense, we're not attached to them in a personal way. It's much harder to admit to someone who knows us very well that we might have been part of the reason for some division that's causing all parties involved to be estranged and not participating in some wholesome or loving relationship. And so I say to you, and I say it to myself, give it a try. The only thing you will lose is your own resentment. On the other side of the coin, think about eternal life in relationship with our Heavenly Father. My friends, this can be our initial step in connecting our eternal life with our life here on earth. May God bless you, and as always, may He give you strength, and may He give you courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us, as a family of faith, profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. One baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our God has made us to care for each other, and so we offer our prayers and petitions for all those in need.
For all those in our church who risk their comfort or even their safety in order to reach out and help others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That leaders of nations listen to the cries of their people in need, especially the poorest and those who live as outcasts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who endure summer storms, wildfires, and floods, and for all who respond to their needs with generous hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all the neighbors in our lives, that they may experience the grace of God through the way we treat them with mercy during this Jubilee year of mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our leaders in government and for all in the armed service, and for the fallen police officers who have been tragically killed, and for the police officers wounded in the fatal shooting in Dallas, and for their families, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Raymond Pareda, Danny DeLewis, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Jesse and Edward Black, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
O God of love, you have made us in your image, to care for one another. Help us to embrace the gift of your love daily and to share it with our brothers and sisters. Graciously grant all these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray. Look upon the offerings of your church, O Lord, as she makes her prayers to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness. through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changes of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Saint Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Deacon,
God bless you.
Yes. Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment or condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Bless us, O Lord, who are poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, make us poor in spirit. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. Love.
bless those who hunger and thirst for justice. They will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and there are many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.